favorite song. A song that starts out saying, oi. It's great. AC/DC. Oi! Jason Masters here from popular technology radio, Pop Tech Radio. In about an hour's time, that show will be playing on a lot of these radio stations. And technology in cars, it's called the convergence in the auto industry. Because now all the stuff that used to be your private stuff when it comes to tech was, you know, it was in your bag. Now, when you walk into the car and you sit in the car, and anything that's in your bag that has Bluetooth all of a sudden connects to the car, and now your car is a giant gadget. Also joining us is Chris Duke from Motors TV. He'll be on in the next hour with me as well. But I thought, being that Chris is a tech guy as well, Chris, Jason and I share this office. There's a lot of people in this office here at the ERN headquarters, ernlive.com on the web. This technology thing, you know, you told me about an earpiece because I got a new iPhone the other day. And I said to Jason, I said, Chris Duke from Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z.TV, by the way, on the web, from Motors says to me, you should buy this one. It was like $29, right, for an earpiece. Yeah. And Jason says to me, why? And I'm like, why? So hold on. Why did you say why? Why do I want to buy that? Why? I was like, $29. How can I go wrong? It's an earpiece.
Well, I was just wondering why you were going to use it, because I know that you need a hands-free device for the car, but most of the cars you end up driving have that built into it.
Yeah, but you know me. I talk while I'm on the toilet, and I got other stuff I got to do with my hands.
Well, I think it's because I've become such a fan of Bluetooth headphones. So I was thinking that if you're going to buy a Bluetooth device, why not buy something that covers both ears and you can listen to music and things like that
at
the same
time? Yeah, but do I listen to music? I'm a talk radio junkie.
You could listen to your own radio show on
it. Now there's an idea. Chris, I kind of like the idea of having just kind of that one little deal in my ear and not having headphones while I'm on the can. Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, Jason. And
hey, Chris.
It's from a company called ABCO, A-B-C-O Tech. And I've gone through the ringer with these little over-the-ear or in-ear devices for Bluetooth for automotive. And, I've tried them all from Plantronics and Motorola, purchasing them online, buying them locally, retail. And, I went to good old Amazon and was looking at, what was the latest crop of these things, because I know the tech changes so often, as you know, both of you, especially Jason. And so I found this one that had a lot of really good reviews. It's called the ABCO Tech Bluetooth headset. And the other day, I think it was cheaper, Alan, when we were talking. I think it was like $22, but it's $29 right now. And I actually ended up buying a second one. One I keep here in my office, and the other one I keep in my my truck. And I did some tests on it, because the call quality of these things has been just complete garbage for years. And so I did a test using my iPhone's, native speaker. What I did is I just used the Skype test call thing, because it can play back what you record very quickly. So I used Skype test call, and I called it using this thing. I tried it using, my previous headset was a Plantronics. I tried it using that. And, the mic on the iPhone itself. And this particular Bluetooth headset was just almost as good as the native mic on the iPhone. And I just started using it, and the people that I was calling had no idea. And it's great in the car. It seems to have great noise cancellation. And it's got a nice little magnetic holster, and it's got a vent clip for the for your vehicle. So I've got it clipped in my F-150. And as soon as you take it off, it recognizes that you detached it from its little magnetic holster and automatically syncs it with your phone. So if you're just sitting in your car driving along and you get a call, you just grab it from the holster, which is just kind of, again, just magnetically holding in there, and you throw it on your ear and you take your call.
Now, here's the thing. The reason why I brought this up and brought Jason is my wife got two tickets for driving with her, or I should say she got pulled over once and got a ticket on the second one. And the guy says, same cop, by the way. He's like, I remember you. And he says, here's the deal. You get yourself a Bluetooth hands-free deal and I'll sign it off, right? So she went out and she bought something. It was like $59. And I thought, my God, this is great because it's not only, it doesn't just stay in the car. You can use it every day while you're, you know, mowing the lawn, whatever you want to do. And it was only like $29. You know, yeah. She's telling me the news is going to run us over. Chris Duke, you're going to stay with us. We're going to keep on talking. Everybody, Jason Masters on Pop Tech Radio, Popular Technology, in about an hour's time, or you can check it out at PopularTechnologyRadio.com. Right, Jason?
PopTechRadio.com.
There you are, Pop Tech Radio. Thanks for being with us, Jason.
Thank you.
We've got news and more of The Drive. Chris Duke will be back with me. Stay with us.
Hey! 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 See me!
Exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Our third hour. That's right. There's 3 hours of this debauchery on radio. Automotive fine talk, where you'll learn nothing, but you'll laugh three times at least, once per hour. I just sent Chris Duke from Motors TV a text message. Did you get it?
I didn't see it until you just mentioned it on the radio. So, yeah, I got it. Fine.
That is the best part about technology, is it's just as fast or faster than lightning. And you can say all kinds of nasty things behind the scenes, and that's always fun. So Chris Duke and I have partnered up on a TV show that he's been doing for a long time now, like 82 episodes, I guess it's called in the television world. And 82 episodes of Motors, spelled with a Z on the end, Motors TV. And it is now, by the way, available on Amazon Fire TV. And I love this show because it is, and how I found out about it was through our friends at Craftsman, and we're both sponsored by Craftsman. And I met this guy, this crazy guy who has a automotive improvement show, like Tim Allen had his home improvement show, Tool Time, and you know, all that kind of fun stuff. And then we found out we're both fans of Tim Allen, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and so Chris kind of is the real life Chris Duke, the tool man kind of guy, because that's his show is all about automotive improvement. So I watch a few episodes of this show and I go, this is really a cool show. This guy's a geek. I got to meet him. So, you know, we start talking and we're like, this is a fun TV show, and you could be on my radio show. We can talk car geek stuff, and I could be on your TV show and do, like, car test drives and celebrity crap. And we shook hands, and that's how it all worked. So welcome aboard, Chris.
Well, it took a little bit more time than that, and it was a little bit more than a handshake, but, yeah, that's the gist of it.
Wait a minute. You know what? I don't think we've actually shook on the deal yet. Crap.
No.
I think I could back out, or you could back out. All right, we got to shake on this thing. Can we do a digital handshake?
Contracts.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
We got legal contracts.
Yeah, but I'm still an old school kind of guy. I got to have a handshake on the deal. Let's do a digital.
Here to San Diego this weekend.
All right, fair enough. See, he's in San Diego, where, by the way, the rain is coming. If you were on the East Coast, it would be like freezing ice. No, it's a friend of mine. Well, BJ, who's on the show a lot. Her computer blew up in the last couple of segments, and she says the rain is coming. We had rain, and I'm in Oregon right now, and we had rain that literally the drops were as big as apples. It rained so weirdly hard. So we're having this bizarre winter where we in Oregon, where it should be a horrible, crazy, snowy winter, are having, like, you know, our trees are all blooming, and they're freaking out because it was like 70 degrees last week. And on the East Coast, they're in a, you know, some sort of an Arctic winter freeze over there. And you're about to get something never happens in San Diego, rain. I know it's pretty tough on you over there, Chris. But
yeah, it's getting a little bit cool, and we're looking at rain for, I guess, the next 2 or 3 days. So
and
strange.
In Cali, people don't know what to do when it rains. I mean, you know, it's funny. I was watching the internet the other day, and I watched this. It was a highway camera. somewhere where the road was like completely frozen. And people, when it rains or when it snows or when the road freezes, slow the hell down, right? Because this video, it was literally 15 minutes. And my guess is there must have been 50 to 100 cars that were piling into each other, trucks and cars, and they were hauling ass. And the road was completely frozen. People.
That's exactly what happens down here
up.
In San Diego and L.A.
Yeah, when it rains.
What to do with it.
And that's only with rain, exactly. But it's like, you know, when the weather gets weird and you're not used to it, just slow down. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Me and Chris Duke from Motors TV will chat a little bit about cars. You're welcome to join in. And we're going to give away a something. Hang with us and I'll tell you on the other side. Stay with us. Everybody want to talk too much, but what you need is a special touch. Who can it be now? Holy mackerel. It's Chris Duke, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to The Drive. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Good, brother.
We are separated by about 1,000 miles, and you can watch, by the way, on demand, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Motors TV at motors.tv, Motors with a Z. And one of Chris's longtime sponsors is Covercraft. And, of course, Covercraft celebrating 50 years. Covercraft has been manufacturing premium quality car covers for 50 years now. Covercraft.com, and you guys know about that. But here's another one for you, and we're going to give one away right now. So the phone number we'll give out momentarily, so get ready for it. Dash mat, the original dash mat. And, you know, have you ever seen the cracks in your dashboard? If you bought a car, especially a car that's a few years old, the sun is brutal. It has no mercy on the dash. And I got to tell you, the newer cars, as they get newer and newer and newer, they start having airbags. And changing out a dash used to be, you know, kind of an easy thing. I have a 79 Chevy pickup. Short bed, 454, Silverado, and when I got it from the original owner, it had a dash that was all cracked up from the sun. But it was the original paint job, original owner, 454, short bed, half ton. Why would you put a 454 in a short bed, half ton? I don't know why, because you can't, you know, you can't haul that much in the bed. You can't really tow that big of a trailer. When I say, you know, why would you do that? Because you can. Why do you put 700 horsepower under the hood of a Challenger Hellcat? Because you can. Absolutely.
Why not?
That's right.
Yeah.
So my truck, though, it used to be that you could literally in 10 minutes take out the dash. In the newer cars, Chris, you know, you've probably taken a few out. I'm talking about... It's you could put your life at risk because of airbags and what have you, taking out a dashboard to try and replace a cracked up dash. So here's my trivia question. You ready for this? What year? What year did dash mat first hit the store shelves? And I'll give you a hint. If you were listening, I just told you the year of my Chevy pickup. It's the same year. So
forgot.
If you were paying attention. You call 800-510-8255, and it's like this, 800-510-TALK, in case you don't know how to remember numbers in a row like that, like me. I'm dyslexic. I can't even say it, dyslexic, and I've got ADD, and I've got attention deficit disorder. Isn't that ADD?
Disorder.
What year did Dash Mat first hit the store shelves? And if you can guess the year... And I gave you a hint, it was the year of my short bed Chevy pickup that I have been restoring for 12, 13 years now that I put a new engine in. And the idiots, I took it to the mechanic shop and I said, I got a brand new engine in this thing. Will you guys start it for me for the first time? They said, sure. So they hooked everything up. They checked everything except the oil and they started it up. Did I tell you it was a brand spanking new engine? Didn't have any oil in it. So there it sat running with no oil until it ate itself from the inside out. And it almost like a piece of popcorn exploded.
Wrong.
Yeah. You know what? It's like, you know, I mean, wouldn't you think you would check the oil anyway? So I've had it now for the last year getting another new engine put in it. And that's what happens when you work with your friends. Hence the reason why I hooked up with you. So you can fix it for me, Chris.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to fix that. So, but you're right about the dashboards. You know, my 2005 F-150 that I've got, I could take that thing apart in, you know, a few seconds. It does have the airbags in it, which makes it a little bit more difficult. But newer models are a lot harder, and I'm going to be driving one in about about a month from now, I think, the new F-150. So maybe I'll take it apart and show you. But we have been covering covering cars on Motors now for a while, and one of the other products that we have featured on the show is the dash mat, and it's really a cool product. And the other thing, you know, that you had mentioned is protecting it from UV damage, but it also helps with another really important thing. You know, you're driving along, you throw something up on your dash, like a piece of paper or something like that, or just the stock dash has a lot of reflective qualities to it, and it bounces off the windshield, and it can be very, very distracting. So that windshield glare when you're driving is taken care of. This also happens quite a bit after you take your vehicle to some place to get it detailed, and they put, you know, armor all over the dash, and, you know, the sun comes down and reflects back up. It's really, really distracting.
Hold tight. Let's take a phone call and see if this person can win a dash mat, the original dash mat. Caller, what's your name?
Millie,
what year did I say my Chevy pickup was?
In 1979 pickup.
You are correct. And what kind of car do you have? Because they make 11 different colors, and they make each one of these things custom. So what kind of car are we going to send one for?
It's a 2006 Honda Accord.
Perfect. You stay on the line. We're going to send you a dash mat, thanks to our friends at Dash Mat and Covercraft, celebrating 50 years. And see, that wasn't that hard. One of these days, you guys will get to see my 79 Chevy short wide custom truck. Only 12 years in the making. I have to actually do the math. It might even be longer than that. Thanks to Dash Mat and Covercraft. We'll be right back. It is The Drive.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
Well, I got the gangster of love on the line today, Chris Duke.
Hey now.
I call him Maurice sometimes, too. Motors TV, and the fun thing about this relationship here with Chris and Motors TV is he brought on board all of his great sponsors like Covercraft and Catskin and different companies like that. And these guys have all said, you know what, let's give some stuff away. So, you know, with the dash mat, I just love this stuff. So Catskin is another one, by the way. And congratulations to Lily calling in from Tennessee for winning a dash mat for her car. I think that's cool. And matter of fact, I was thinking the other day, I'm going to buy one for my 79 Chevy, because those dashes are more prone, I think, because of the old technology that's in them, to cracking from the sun. But another one of the sponsors that is going to be giving away something that is even more substantially expensive, which I, when they told me this, I was like, you're kidding. Catskin. And here is their little ditty right here. It says, love your vehicle, but don't love cloth seats? Experience durability, ease of cleanup, and luxury of a custom leather interior. Visit catskin.com to find out more. That's Catskin, spelled like this, KATZKIN.com. They are going to be giving away an interior for a truck or vehicle of your choice on this show, as well as Covercraft celebrating 50 years of manufactured premium car covers. They're going to be giving away car covers on the radio show, and C3 spark plugs, and all these other guys that you brought on board. Thank you, Chris Duke, for bringing on all the swag.
Did you say C3 or E3? But that's
E3.
Right. But
You know why, though? I had the C3 report guys on the show earlier.
Doug, right? What are we doing the Catskin giveaway on the show?
You know, I don't know. They want me to come over there and see how these interiors are made, so I won't sound like an idiot like I did just now talking about them.
That.
You know, and
you
so
it's love that.
Yeah, it's in L.A., and evidently it's amazing. It's like just in time, so if you order it, this just-in-time technology that they use, you order it, They cut it out and they make it like that day. Boom, it's done, and they ship it to you. And
it's incredible. I will tell you, I've done that several times. I've put in my order for the show for new leather interiors, you know, for our senior project vehicles or whatever we're working on the show. I'll put in the order today, or let's say it's Monday. I'll put in the order. I will have it by Wednesday, and it's created right there
on demand. Yeah. So I mean, that's the beauty of technology. So I have a 2011 Chevy crew cab, four-wheel drive, one-ton dually that is jacked up in the air, and it's a diesel, I mean, a monster. It is our go-to-the-show truck. Pulls a big trailer, so whenever we do live broadcasts from events, we have to take all this trussing and all the broadcast gear and lights and camera in action, and this is the truck that carries it with the crew. So, it's our crew cab. And when it came with a cloth interior. And part of this whole thing, you know, Chris and I both work with Craftsman, and we did a custom leather interior 4 years and 50,000 miles ago from Catskin as part of this customization we did to the truck. Does your truck, the motor's truck, does it have a leather interior, Chris?
Yeah, it's got the Catskin in there as well. Did that through the show. You can see the episode on atmotors.tv of how I installed it.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. I'd have to go take a look. But it was a few years. And the good thing about Catskin is it's not something that wears easily. And so you get into that truck and you look at the leather seats, especially the driver's seat, which is the one that gets the most wear and tear, of course, especially the side as you're getting into it takes the most rubbing. Well, and you really can't tell that it's, you know, as old as it is. And I'm sure you can see that with your truck as well.
Well, I was going to say, because my truck, like yours is pretty jacked up. It's a custom truck. My truck, the bottom of the seat is just about chest high on my truck. So I got to put my foot in this kind of like holster, like on a horse, or what do they call that, a stirrup. And I got to jump up into the truck, which is really hard on the seats and stuff. So normally you would see the seat getting worn out by now. But these seats we put in from Catskin are like still like brand new after 50,000 miles, 4 years. And so I was very happy when I found out who you were working with. I looked at these different companies, and it's like, again, I've always made sure that our radio show here was best of brand and that I could be proud to talk about whatever it is we were going to be telling the world about. And this is very cool, very affordable. But in the next week or two, we're going to be giving away an interior for a vehicle. So listen for trivia questions for that. A lot of giveaways. Lots of giveaways.
Yeah.
On 2015.
I just looked it up. Seven years ago.
That was,
I think, the first season of Motors. Let me take a look. But yes, it was season one, episode 13. So crazy. But yeah, it still looks good. Still looks great.
So, by the way, your friends at E3 Spark Plugs, the official spark plug of the NHRA, they'll be happy because we did the Motorsports Report this morning. And I gave them that little bit of love, because new sponsors give us the ability to get new radio stations across the country, and so expand our ability. Just like this whole thing with Amazon Fire TV. I don't know that a lot of people know about Amazon Fire TV, and that's where you can find Motors TV, another place amongst the like 185 million homes that now have the ability around the country and into Canada. To be able to carry this TV show. So, hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about a racer. As a matter of fact, his name is just about impossible to say. But he lost his job, and he was playing video games. He got so good at racing games that he went out and he did a racing game, and now he is becoming a professional race car driver. See? There's hope. Welcome back. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor today with Chris Duke from Motors TV. You hear him on the show a lot now, and you'll see me on his TV show. That's right.
Yeah.
Highway to Hell.
Music on the show.
Well, you know why? Because I'm playing Highway to Hell because I used to tell my kids, don't play video games. It's the highway to hell. And it may be that it's not true with our next guest. By the way, our show brought to you in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition. Coming up mid-April in Palm Beach, Florida. I'll be there doing a live show. Chris will not, because he is a guy who sits in front of his TV and plays video games, evidently.
In front of my iPhone.
Anyway, so our next guest up, his name is Brian Heitkotter. And here's a guy who in 2010, Brian found himself laid off from his job. He was 30 years old. And, of course, evidently he likes playing video games. So he entered a Gamer to Racer GT Academy competition in 2011. He beat more than 53,000 competitors. First GT Academy winner from the USA. Top 16 gamers of Season 1 went to Silverstone Circuit Race to race for real. And on the cover of Sports Car Magazine this month, is joining us right now, a loser in life, but a winner in racing, evidently. Brian Heitkotter. Dude, you got laid off, and all of a sudden, your dream comes true because you were crazy, in essence, right?
that's pretty accurate. How are you guys doing? What was your job?
Yeah, what was your job you got laid off that you were such a loser at?
I was actually, I was a parts delivery driver for an automotive dealership here, and I liked the driving part so much, I just turned down promotions and just kept on driving.
I love it, man. I love it. You know what? I got to tell you my story, Brian. When I got out of high school, I wanted a job. I didn't care what it was. All I wanted to do was drive. Does this sound familiar, Brian? Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I take a job. I scour the newspapers. Back in the day, we read newspapers, by the way. I scour the newspapers for job wanted. I find one, flower delivery boy. What pops into my mind? Beautiful girls getting flowers from the handsome flower delivery boy. And the handsome flower delivery boy getting just kisses all over his face by these beautiful girls whose stupid boyfriends would send me the handsome flower delivery boy to deliver the flowers. I would get the love and I would get to drive and everything is great. See, so this is how my brain thinks. So I get the job. I spend probably 7 hours of the day stripping thorns off of roses. No joke. My first day on the job. And I'm thinking, when am I going to deliver flowers? Well, that comes at the end of the day after I have stripped. My fingers are bleeding because I'm stripping thorns off of roses. Finally, he says, all right, you and my daughter are going to go deliver flowers now. She's going to show you the route. I'm like, oh, yes, finally get to drive. So we get in the van. She loads all these things. Her and I both load all these flowers and all these things in the van. We stop at the first place. A 7,000-year-old mummified woman opens the door. Ow! And she tries to kiss me, right? I'm thinking, what in the hell happened? How could this have gone so horribly wrong? The next house, a 14,000-year-old mummified woman opens the door. It gets worse and worse. A 900-pound woman rolls over to the door and opens the door and tries to kiss me. So the kissing part was correct. All the women wanted to kiss me. The problem was, they were all way too old and ugly and fat and all the wrong things, right? Then at the end of the day, we go and there's this giant bunch of flowers. And I realize that, Brian, that I'm taking your entire segment telling you my story. But I think this
You're hijacking it. It's a good story.
So I think, all right, I've had fun driving around at least. And I thought as soon as I can jettison the guy's daughter that is taking me around, who's like, 48 years old, that, she's not my type anyway. I'm 17, right? So we go to this church, and I thought, oh, it must be a wedding or something. No. It's a funeral, and this is the giant hunkin' pile of flowers that goes on the casket, right? So the gal says to me, who is the daughter of the flower shop owner, King's Florist in Ventura, California, everybody, if you ever want to go there. Anyway, she says to me, go take this giant thing of flowers, which I have to put my arms both under it like I'm carrying, a bride across the threshold because it's such a big pile of flowers. She says, go put that up on the casket that's up on the stage. And I look up on the stage, dark church, spotlight on the casket, right? And I go, okay. Casket was open on one side. Not thinking anything of it. And I walk up. I put the flowers on the casket. There's a dead woman laying in the casket. In my eyes, in my head, in my mind's eye,
bottom.
I see this woman grabbing my arms and pulling me into the casket into hell. And I ran out the church and ran all the way home, leaving the job, never going back to get my even one day's pay. That was my first job. Lucky you, Brian. We'll come back and hear your story after this. You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back. All right, I figure after overly gratifying our sponsors in the previous segment, before the last segment, while I told my first job story, I would spend a little time having fun and telling the world what kind of a nut I am. I apologize to all the older gals that I insulted, but I was 17, remember. I was looking for some hot gals. All I got was a bunch of older ladies that were not my style. On the line with us, Brian Heitkotter. He is the GT Academy winner. This guy lost his job. He got laid off from his job, and he entered a Gamer to Racer GT Academy competition and beat everybody. And now he's a professional racer. He is on the cover of one of the racing magazines, Sports Car Magazine, this month. And a good sport he is. He had to listen to my story. Now I'll throw it over to Chris. He has a question for you, Brian.
Yeah, so this is an incredible story, of course. So I've got two questions for you. The first one is, what game console do you use, and what was the game? And then also tell us a little bit more about this GT Academy.
Oh, sure. We used the PlayStation 3, and Gran Turismo 5 is the game. Been a big-time fan of the Gran Turismo series ever since it came out in the late 90s. Love the game. It's gotten better and better with each iteration. The competition itself, I mean, it's what dreams are made of. I mean, the traditional path into motorsports is, you know, you have to start off karting as a young kid, or you have to come from a family with a lot of money or something like that, because it's an expensive sport. And sure. Nissan and PlayStation got together and decided, well, what if we took somebody who's really good at the game and put them in a real car? What would happen? And they didn't just kind of explore the idea. They, you know, went all the way with it. They said, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, and we're going to provide support after the fact. You know, so it wasn't just, I won a competition and I got to race in a race. You know, this has turned into a career for me. So I'm just, you know, I've always wanted to race. It's been my dream ever since I was a little kid.
So the question I have a question for you. You now have a job driving and racing cars, right? Does it pay good?
It pays okay, but what matters is fun.
Yeah, well,
it's what I've always wanted to do, you know?
And you know what? If you got to get paid only okay, at least the job is freaking off the hook great, right?
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't want to go to work loving what they do?
Yeah, well, I get to do that all the time, and I think Chris does too, and we're lucky, and the pay's not great either, so don't worry about it. So now you're going to be the Pirelli World Challenge coming up March here. And so, you know, give us your insights. You know, I mean, you are now a professional racer. How does it feel? What are you going to do? How do you think you'll do?
That's really a good question. I mean, this year in World Challenge, I mean, I've been looking at the entry list, the announcements that have been coming through the last couple months, and the series has really picked up momentum. We're going to have a lot of really, really good drivers, teams, really packed grids. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you I'm just going to go out there and smoke everybody, right. But I do believe, you know, over the years that I've had enough experience to know that I can run with pretty much anybody. So I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be really, really competitive, fast cars, amazing tracks.
All right, here's one for you.
I can't tell you what to expect, but it's going to be amazing. I know that much.
What's it like seeing your face on the cover of Sports Car Magazine? I mean, it's a life changer, isn't it?
That's a little weird, I got to be honest. I never thought that would happen.
So how has this changed your life overall? Now, if that happened when you were 30, that's like you're like 34 now-ish, right?
Yeah, I just turned 34.
So how many ex-wives do you have already?
None, zero.
And has that part of your life got enhanced any? I mean, you're a good-looking guy, get to wear the race suit, get to go to all the races. Is life, you know, going from being a flower delivery boy or a parts delivery boy to a professional racer, are you do you feel more attractive, dare I say?
Well, funny enough, I got a girlfriend about a year and a bit ago.
Yes!
So, yeah, it doesn't hurt. That's not why I do it. I do it for fun. But
that's good. So where can people find out more? Yeah, I want to find out more about this. What is it called? Yeah. Gamer to Racer Academy website or something?
Just Google GT Academy. That opens up a Pandora's box of information. NissanUSA.com. They have a little section on it on the website.
All right, and Chris, you go ahead. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, I found it at NissanUSA.com/GT Academy Show. If you just Google GT Academy, you'll come up with a whole bunch of different things. So I had a question for you, which is, now that you're racing for real, how much time do you spend playing the game?
Ah. Oh, man, not nearly as much as I'd like anymore. I haven't probably touched it in a couple of months. I'm really dying to get back into it.
Here's exactly what I'm talking about. When you have a job, you don't have time to play these games. Now you have turned your job into a game, and now you're driving a Nissan 370 Nismo, which is Nissan Motorsports, by the way, for Doran Racing. And how many horsepower you got under the hood of that little sucker?
Enough. It looks pretty good. I'm transitioning now with the World Challenge this season. I'm going to be running with Always Evolving Racing, and we're running a GT3 GTR, which is even faster.
Nice.
That's going to be pretty incredible.
Well, congratulations, brother. We salute you for doing what they said and I said could not be done. But I also realize that, you know, the kids of today that, you know, have played all these video games and everything, once they join the military, they are also piloting drones that are keeping us safer here in the U.S. of A. as well. So there was a time when, you know, the parent says, you're going to never make anything out of your life by playing those video games, and all of a sudden you and others are proving us all wrong. So Yeah, exactly. So, Brian, congratulations and good luck in the Pirelli World Challenge coming up. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
we'll talk
it.
To you well, later. Brian. Be good. Chris, I'm just looking online here, by the way, at Fire TV, and I see that we are placed right next to CBS News for motors. I think that's pretty exciting stuff on Fire TV.
You know, we talked about in previous weeks, Amazon contacted us and said, hey, you know, we've got our Fire TV. We want motors on there. They hooked us up. They basically did all the legwork for us, added the channel, just sent them some graphics, and now we're a featured app. We're a featured show on Fire TV, right? When you go to, got a picture here, featured apps and games, right in there, right next to CBS News. And instantly, within the last couple of days, we've now got 1,000 more subscribers. And so we're going to continue to be featured.
I love that. By the way, Chris, your story and my story are very similar to Brian Heitkotter. In a different way, though, you started TV as a pure passion for showing people how to, you know, improve their vehicles. And because you were kind of a video geek anyway, you thought, well, what the heck? I'll kind of format it like a TV show. And the next thing you know, 100+ million homes and all around the world, people are watching you 7 years later. And same with me on radio. I mean, again, a lot of people don't know, I used to own a wrecking yard, a junkyard. I was recycling cars. And the next thing you know, I was working with Motor Trend magazine, and I was working with Car and Driver magazine. And here we are now on TV and radio. And it just shows that if you follow your dreams and your passions, and you do a good job with honor and integrity and a little bit of sense of humor, and some scatological humor doesn't hurt either, you never know where you'll get in life. Hang with us, Chris. We'll come back in just a minute. It is The Drive, everybody. You can find out more about motors at motors.tv.com. We'll be right back. Streets I used to own. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make Craftsman tools. And we appreciate them. You know, these shows, to get distribution, to go all around the entire planet, up to Mars, over to Venus, up to Mercury and back, it costs money, so we need our sponsors, and we appreciate each and every one of them. Chris Duke is on the line with me from Motors TV, and Greg Stebbin on a lot of these same radio stations around America and around the world and up to Venus and over to Mercury and back down to Earth is a show called Popular Technology Radio, and another show later on called Men's Health live, Men's Health Magazine live on the radio. And Greg is the co-host of both of those shows. But right after us, in about another 10 minutes or so, is the Pop Tech Radio. So with Jason Masters, who was on just a little bit ago. And funny, I got to tell you, Chris, earlier in the show last week before you were on, Greg Stebbin was on, who is on the line with us right now from Pop Tech Radio, who is a tech geek. I mean, all he does in his life is like kind of the Professor McNutt sitting in his house using
everything. Oh, thank you for that, Alan.
I don't know how to describe
it. Professor McNutt.
Sitting there using every weird device known to mankind. He's got the Jacob's ladder. You know, he's wearing a cap on his head with a little...
I actually have a cap here. It's a Bluetooth skull cap.
See?
On this cap, and it's got earbuds built into it, and it connects to your phone or your iPod or whatever.
Right, right.
So you're not too far from the truth.
Lab coat.
Yeah. So what happened is he drove a Volvo. Which Volvo did you?
It was
drive?
The XC60.
The XC60. I and myself and BJ, who are automotive journalists, we drive everything, as you know, Chris. We were laughing so hard because he used the car like it was a gadget, right? Instead of, you know, driving a car. And what I mean by that is he used the adaptive cruise control on surface streets. And so I get an email from him. It says adaptive cruise control for surface streets. Damn it. And we were laughing, not at you, Greg, but
yes,
with you.
Yes, you were.
A little bit. But he's telling us how he drove 10 miles to go visit a friend without ever touching the pedals, the gas, or the brake. All he did was steer through city streets using adaptive cruise control because the Volvo would apply the brakes and the gas to keep him rolling along. So I sent a note to my friend Russell Datz over at Volvo, and I said to him, I love this, ha, ha, ha. Check out the email below, which is Greg's, you know, deal that he did. So the note from Volvo, Greg, I wanted to do this for you for your sake on air. It says just this: still supposed to be on freeway or highway for stop and go traffic, right? And so his note was to me. Let's see. That's not it. Basically, he said yes. Hold on, where is here? It is. He says,
"You're doing it wrong."
I know. I'm looking at it. Anyway, he says that it's supposed to be for the freeway and highways, not really technically meant to be used in town. But he did not say that you couldn't, and that's the brilliant part about it, is that we were wrong because you were right. It doesn't say anywhere that you can't use it as you get off the freeway and have it continue to take you to your destination if you so choose. But the technical design was for, you know, using cruise control like most people do on the freeway.
And I think as the marriage of technology in the dash and in your instrumentation and safety stuff like this marries the automotive industry is going to have to adapt to, in a sense, hackers like me. I mean, I didn't hack anything. I just said, you know, like I would with any device, what else can I do with this?
Right.
That's not generally how we've thought about cars. Cars were for, if you thought, what else can I do with it? Faster, right?
Right.
but this is going to be an ongoing thing now as tech becomes more important. People are going to push things in the dash to the limit.
Okay, here were his exact words. Can be used anywhere, but intended for freeway, highway use in stop and go. But so he even said, I wanted to give you the exact language he used. Can be used anywhere. So I want to say this, you were 100% right, and we laughed and joked and giggled and told you, look, no harm, no foul, but you're not supposed to, but the reality is you can use it that way, and you were right, and I just wanted to do that on national radio. Greg Stebbin, you were right. You can use that Volvo Cruise
Say
control.
Say it again. I love the sound of it.
You were right. Everybody,
I love the sound of it.
You'll be listening to him momentarily on a lot of these same radio stations. It's called Pop Tech Radio. This is The Drive. Chris Duke, Motors TV, thank you.